chemistry summary for grade 7. List 5 safety rules to be followed in the chemistry laboratory.
Follow instructor and laboratory instructions carefully. Wear eye protection when using chemicals. Do not eat or drink in the laboratory. Never taste any laboratory chemical. Notify the instructor immediately of all breakages and spills. Do not heat flammable liquids with an open flame.
What are the steps involved in the scientific method?
Ask meaningful questions about phenomena. Collect information and make observations. Form a hypothesis. Conduct experiment. Record and analyze data to draw conclusions. If experiment supports hypothesis, communicate results. But if experiment does not, then develop new hypothesis and try again.
What should you write down if you are asked what is observed?
If you are asked what is observed, answer by writing down what is seen, color change, solid disappearing, effervescence with evolution of gas, etc. What is heard, for example, pop sound. What is smelled, for example, a pungent gas is evolved. What is felt, for example, the contents in the flask become warm.
In what forms can scientific data be represented?
By using tables, diagrams, charts or graphs.
Name the apparatus that are used, in the chemistry laboratory, to measure the mass of some salt.
Electronic balance.
The volume of a liquid chemical.
A graduated or measuring cylinder, a burette or a pipette.
The volume of oxygen produced in a chemical reaction.
A gas syringe.
The time it takes for hydrochloric acid to corrode a magnesium ribbon.
A stopwatch.
The temperature of a liquid chemical.
A thermometer.
State one way in which chemists use data loggers in the field.
A data logger may be used to monitor how the pH or acidity of soil varies with time.
What is matter?
Matter is anything that has a mass and occupies space or volume.
State the properties of a solid.
Solid, fixed shape, fixed volume. Cannot flow, cannot be compressed, its particles are packed very close together in an orderly manner and they can vibrate and rotate about a fixed position. There are very strong forces of attraction between the particles of a solid.
State the properties of a liquid.
Liquid takes shape of container, fixed volume, can flow, cannot be compressed, its particles are packed close together in a disorderly manner and they can vibrate, rotate and even move quite freely within its container. There are strong forces of attraction between the particles of a liquid.
State the properties of a gas.
Gas takes shape of container, fills entire volume of container, can flow, can be compressed, its particles are far apart in a disorderly manner and they can move freely at high speeds in all directions. There are weak forces of attraction between the particles of a gas.
What happens to the temperature and to the physical state of a solid if it is heated?
The temperature of the solid will rise until its melting point is reached. It will then turn into a liquid at constant temperature. If heating is continued, the temperature of the liquid will rise further until its boiling point is reached. It will then turn into a gas at constant temperature. If heating is continued, the temperature of the gas will rise further.
What is an element?
An element is a pure substance that cannot be broken down into any simpler substances by any ordinary chemical process.
State the symbols, appearance and uses of the following metals.
Aluminium capital A, small L metal gray, shiny solid to make aircraft. Copper capital C, small U, metal reddish brown, shiny solid, to make water pipes. Gold capital A, U, metal golden, shiny solid, to make jewelry. Iron capital F, E, metal gray, shiny solid, to make ships, bridges and buildings. Magnesium capital M, G, metal gray, shiny solid, used in outdoor emergency fires. Mercury capital H, G, metal silvery, shiny liquid, to make thermometers and barometers. Silver capital A, G, metal gray, shiny solid, used in jewelry. Sodium capital N, A, metal gray, shiny solid, used in some street lighting. Tin capital S, N, metal gray, shiny solid, to coat steel food cans. Zinc capital Z, N, metal gray, shiny solid, to make dry cells.
State the symbols, appearance and uses of the following nonmetals.
Bromine capital B, small r, nonmetal reddish, brown liquid, in flame retardants. Carbon capital C, nonmetal black solid, to make steel. Chlorine capital C, L, nonmetal yellowish green gas, to kill germs in water. Helium capital H, E, nonmetal colorless gas, in airships and balloons. Hydrogen capital H, nonmetal colorless gas, as a fuel in space shuttles. Nitrogen capital N, nonmetal colorless gas, to make fertilizers. Oxygen capital O, nonmetal colorless gas, used in hospitals for breathing. Silicon capital S, I, nonmetal gray solid, used to make parts for electronic equipment. Sulfur capital S, nonmetal yellow solid to make sulfuric acid, which is used in car batteries.
State three ways in which chemical elements may be classified.
By their physical states at room temperature. As metals and nonmetals. By placing them in a periodic table of the elements.
State four main differences between metals and nonmetals.
Metals have a shiny appearance when pure, but most nonmetals have a dull appearance. Metals are good, while nonmetals are poor conductors of heat and electricity. Metals are malleable and ductile, but nonmetals are brittle. Bases and alkalis are obtained from metals, but acids and neutral compounds are obtained from nonmetals.
Where can metals and nonmetals be located in the periodic table?
Draw a vertical line to the left of the element boron, then draw another horizontal line below that same element. Continue these lines to draw a series of stairs. Elements which are to the right of the stairs are nonmetals. Elements which are to the left of these stairs are metals.
What is a compound?
A compound is a pure substance, which contains two or more elements chemically combined together.
Give examples of two common compounds.
Water, H2O, common salt or sodium chloride, NaCl, carbon dioxide, CO2, etc.
What is a mixture?
A mixture is an impure substance containing two or more elements or compounds which are not chemically combined together.
Give examples of two common mixtures.
Air, seawater, tap water, beer, etc.
State some distinguishing properties of an element.
Pure substance. Specific melting and boiling point for a given element. Elements have a chemical name and a symbol. Elements cannot be broken down by chemical means.
State some distinguishing properties of a compound.
A compound is a pure substance in which elements in it are combined in a fixed ratio. Specific melting and boiling points for a given compound. Compounds have a name and a formula. Compounds can be broken down by thermal decomposition, electrolysis or by other chemical means.
State some distinguishing properties of a mixture.
A mixture is an impure substance in which components, elements and or compounds, are mixed in varying proportions. Mixtures have a range of melting and boiling points. They do not have a specific naming system nor a specific shorthand notation. They can be easily separated into its components by physical means like filtration, distillation, chromatography, etc.
State the percentage, by volume, of the different gases present in air.
Nitrogen 78%, oxygen 21%, noble gases 0.96% or less than 1%, carbon dioxide 0.034%.
State three properties of pure air.
Colorless, odorless and tasteless.
Which gas, present in air, is needed for burning or combustion?
Oxygen.
Which gas, present in air, is needed for respiration?
Oxygen.
Which gas, present in air, is needed for photosynthesis?
Carbon dioxide.
State some uses of oxygen.
Oxygen is used in hospitals and in welding.
State some uses of carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is used in carbonated beverages and in some fire extinguishers.
State some uses of nitrogen.
Nitrogen is used to make fertilizers, dyes, drugs and explosives.
State some uses of the noble gases.
Helium is filled in balloons. Argon is used in the welding of steel. argon and neon are used in light bulbs.
Explain how oxygen is prepared, collected and tested.
Add manganese, 4, oxide to hydrogen peroxide and collect the oxygen over water. Introduce a glowing splinter of wood in the colorless gas and the splinter will be relighted.
Explain how carbon dioxide is prepared, collected and tested.
Add hydrochloric acid to calcium carbonate and collect the carbon dioxide over water. Bubble the colorless gas through lime water and after a short time the lime water will turn milky.
How will you show that air contains water vapor?
If some anhydrous copper, 2, sulfate is allowed to stand in air for a day, the water vapor present in it will turn from white to blue. The water vapor present in air will also turn cobalt, 2, chloride paper from blue to pink.
How will you show that air contains carbon dioxide?
If air is bubbled through lime water for an hour, the carbon dioxide present in the air will turn it milky.
Use an example to explain what is meant by a physical change.
A physical change is one during which no new substance is formed. For example, the mixing of water and common salt.
Why are changes of state considered to be physical changes?
When a substance changes its physical state, this is considered to be a physical change because the tiny particles that make up the substance remain exactly the same.
Define melting.
Melting is the change of state from solid to liquid at constant temperature.
Define freezing.
Freezing or solidification is the change of state from liquid to solid at constant temperature.
Define boiling.
Boiling is the change of state from liquid to gas at constant temperature.
Define condensation.
Condensation is the change of state from gas to liquid at constant temperature.
Define sublimation.
Sublimation is the change of state from solid to gas at constant temperature.
Define deposition.
Deposition is the change of state from gas to solid at constant temperature.
Use an example to explain what is meant by a chemical change.
A chemical change is one during which a new substance is formed. For example, the burning of paper.
Why are the following considered to be chemical changes? Burning, rusting, respiration and photosynthesis.
During burning, a large amount of energy is given out. During rusting, a new substance is formed. The substances that are used up during respiration are not formed back. A large amount of energy is absorbed during photosynthesis.
Using simple examples, explain how a physical change is different from a chemical change.
A physical change like melting produced no new substance, but a chemical change like burning produces a new substance. A physical change is reversible, while a chemical change is irreversible. A physical change is not accompanied by energy changes, but a chemical change involves large energy changes. A physical change produces no change in mass, but a chemical change produces a change in mass.
State, giving examples, what is meant by a renewable source of energy?
A renewable source of energy is one which can be used without the risk of finishing all, for example, biomass, hydroelectric energy, solar energy, tidal energy and wind energy.
State, giving examples, what is meant by a non-renewable source of energy?
A non-renewable source of energy is one that cannot be replaced after use, for example, fossil and nuclear fuels.
Discuss the advantages and the disadvantages of fossil fuels as a source of energy.
Chemical energy is easy to obtain simply by burning fossil fuels, but they cause pollution and lead to global warming by the emission of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide.
Giving appropriate examples, explain what is meant by biomass.
The term biomass refers to plant materials and animal waste used especially as a source of fuel. Biomass energy is derived from 5 distinct energy sources: garbage, wood, waste, landfill gases and alcohol fuels.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of biomass as a source of energy?
They are renewable sources of energy but are thought to contribute to global warming by the emission of carbon dioxide gas.
State the appearance, properties and uses of the following metals: copper, iron, silver, gold, aluminium and tin.
Copper, reddish brown, shiny solid, good conductor of electricity and heat, electrical products, motor vehicle radiators, air conditioners and home heating systems. Iron, gray, shiny solid, strong when alloyed, to make steel. Silver, gray, shiny solid, conducts electricity very well, to make electrical products, including batteries. Gold, gold and shiny solid does not tarnish and it does not corrode, to make jewelry. Aluminium gray shiny solid conducts heat very well, to make pots and pans. Tin gray shiny solid non-poisonous and does not rust, to coat steel food containers.
What is meant by recycling of metals and why is it important?
Recycling metals means creating new products out of the materials from the old ones. Since metal ores are finite resources, recycling helps to preserve the environment as it costs less to recycle than to extract.